It's hard for me.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we'll have the priest's word. If you
have
reached
you
the minister, Mr. Wallace with us. Preach the word, preach the word, Pastor Wallace.
Amen. Get your Bible. Praise the Lord.
We're going to do a little teaching this morning. I ask you to go ahead. We're going to be dealing with, y'all know I've been talking about grace and faith for the last month or so. Our theme we had for the revival was proclaiming the good news of God's grace. So I'm going to talk about grace just a small bit, but I really want to talk about faith. That's something that we all need. We all need to have faith, but not just faith in anything, but faith in Jesus Christ, who he is and what he's done. And in Ephesians, when we're coming from Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith. Now, now yourself is a gift of God. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bring forth your word with power and demonstration. Lord, I ask you to bring understanding how important it is to have faith in you. It's a necessity to have faith in you, Lord, and I thank you for faith. I thank you for Christ, and I thank you for what you're going to do in the service tonight, this morning. Bless each one. Open up their ears, open up their hearts, Lord, that the word may penetrate their mind, their inward thoughts, Lord, and they may receive the engrafted word by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. As I said, our theme for the revival last week, was the grace of God. Now, grace is the vehicle whereby we can receive everything we need in this life. Let's say again, grace is the vehicle by whereby we receive everything that we need in this life. Peter says, in 2 Peter 1:3, the same. Watch this. Peter says, according to his divine power, the Holy Spirit has given us, me and you, all things that pertain to this life and godliness. But it says, through the knowledge of him who they have called us to virtue, glory and virtue. Paul says that in 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace abound to you, and that you will always have sufficiency in all things, may abound to you in every good work. God can make all grace abound to our account. Now, grace is the thing that we need to have. We got grace this morning. They're what they call universal grace. Everybody, God gives everybody grace. Grace to wake up this morning, grace to live and walk and have their being. But the grace where you can receive everything you need in this life comes through faith. Grace is the vehicle. Faith is the key. And all the preaching, anybody that ever preached, all the preaching Mr. Wallace preached, all the teaching that I've done or anybody else done is for one purpose, to help your faith. Without faith, it's what? Impossible to please God. And faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So, if I have needs, if I need anything, God said the way you get it is by having faith in my son, who I sent to pay every penalty for our sins and to provide you every blessing that you're ever going to need in this life and in life to come. It's very simple. You have to have faith to receive from God. Now, God will do something. I'm just reading the definition of faith, belief and unbelief. That's the first page. The battle between belief and unbelief. There's a battle. The devil knows if you can believe God, if you can believe what God says in his word, what God says, if you can believe that, he's a defeated foe. Where the devil gets over us, he is our unbelief. And we all have unbelief. Nobody got perfect belief. But belief means this. To think to be true, to be swayed of, to credit, to place confidence in a thing, in a or other thing or a person, and believe to have confidence. You put your confidence in something. You was confident, you didn't, well, I'll use an excuse, I mean, use an illustration. You sit down on that bench, and you had confidence, you didn't really think about it, but you believe when you sit down on that bench is going to hold you up. Now, what if you came here last week, what if you was here last week and you sit down and the bench fell in, caved in? Then when you came this Sunday, this Sunday, you might have had no confidence too much in that chair if it fell on you. And God wants us to have faith, confidence, and He said, "Come boldly, come with all confidence to the throne of grace." So the battle is between unbelief and belief. You got many people believing many different things, but God wants you to narrow it down to belief in His Word, the written Word, and the living Word, which is Christ. Christ is the Word of God. He is the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. So if you can believe what the Bible says and believe what the Holy Spirit tells you and believe what Christ is, He is the Word. So God is not going back. I always say this. God is not going back to the cross to provide you anything. I don't care what you need. God's got it. But the way you receive it is by faith. It comes down to faith. We got preachers on TV, we got tapes, we got cassettes, we got Bible, we got comics, we got book after book after book, and all you got to do is, the only book you really need is this book. Believe it from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. In the beginning, God. Start right there. And in Revelation, Jesus, the same one who said in the beginning, is the same one in Revelation said, I am that I am. I was dead, but now I'm alive. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the Alpha and Omega. The same person who said in the beginning is the same one to end. You learn this Bible from 1:1, Revelation 1, just 1:1 to Revelation 22:2. You won't need no other Bible, no other book. We got books telling you about this book, but get in this book, and when you get in this book, you won't need no other books.
Amen.
Amen. And faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Why is that? Why does faith come by hearing? Because the more you hear the Word or study God's Word, it becomes part of you. It's alive and active, and it's just something about reading the Word of God. Faith come by hearing. So if faith come by hearing, why ain't more people reading the Bible? I'm not even going to go there. I know why. Devil got a blind. God said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So I want to talk about faith. That's what I want to talk about, faith. Because that's what we need. How many got faith that the heat's going? We got a $1,300 gas bill. How many got faith by next week this we're going to have heat on? How many believe that?
I believe.
We believe it by faith. Now, you believe that we believe it by faith, right? Now, we believe by faith. Praise the Lord. By faith. Now, I already got 450 of that 1,300. So we need about 8 something. So we go, well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you get the gas bill on. We believe in you for faith, Lord, that somebody will bless us. So we don't know how you're going to do it, Lord, but we put our trust and faith in you that the gas will be on next week. Not in our strength, you provide a way, Lord. We believe in you by faith. Now, Jesus asked this question. When I come back, will there be any faith on earth? He asked that question. Would there be any faith? Would there be anybody believe me on earth? Well, I plan on being one. I pray y'all be one too. I believe, I'll be going to have faith when he comes. Matter of fact, I believe he's going to come back in my lifetime. And it may come past, may not, but I'm believing that Christ can come any day now. I don't want him to come right now because most of my family ain't saved. Most of your family ain't saved. So, but we have to have faith. Faith is the key, but faith in what? Jesus and the Word. Jesus and His Word. That's what we got to have faith. Repeat after me. I'm coming from the subject. Say it with me. Receiving everything,
Receiving everything.
By grace.
Through faith.
Receiving everything I need by grace through faith. Because that's how it works. God operates on faith. You know, anybody know the Hebrews chapter 11 is a chapter of he called Hebrews of faith, and it gives all illustration of all the Old Testament saints who've gone before who had faith. But after he said all that, he said in 12:1, we're surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses. So many witnesses from the Old Testament had faith. But then it said, look at them, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So who's the author of our faith? Jesus Christ is. He's the author, he's the leader, and he's the perfecter of our faith. So I want to talk about everything, receiving everything you need. Now, well, how about that? If you hit the lottery, you say, he hit $5 million in the lottery. Now you get everything you want to get. You can get everything you want properly. You want a new car, you want a house, you want this, you want this. But God said, everything you need, you can receive it by faith. And that's, like I said, what I'm going to talk about. Since we understand that grace is the way that God gives us things, through grace, the way God receives things from God, it's God's unmerited favor. We don't do nothing to earn it. We don't earn it. We don't pay for it. It's simply given to us by faith. What causes grace to flow to us? What causes grace to flow to us, somebody? What causes the grace of God to flow to you? What? Amen. 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 So the way I receive grace, I must have what? Faith. And all the way I receive things from God, it comes through grace. But I have to have faith to cause the grace to flow. Now, grace is anything that you need. That's one theme, is receiving everything by grace through faith. Everything I need is by grace through faith. Now, God said His word, He will give you everything you need that pertains to this life. If you need a car for this life, if you need whatever you need in this life, God's going to give it to you through faith. Whatever you need to live right for God, God's going to give it to you. Give the Holy Spirit. If you need a peace of mind, whatever you need, you're going to receive it by faith. By grace is going to come to you, but it's by faith. Faith triggers grace. All right. What causes grace of God not to flow into you?
No faith.
Oh, faith. Unbelief. And God hates unbelief. Let me say that. God loves us. Amen. But some things God hates. He hates sin and He hates unbelief. He don't like unbelief. He don't like you calling Him a liar. How would you like the amount of time, every time you told somebody something, they say, you're a liar. You're a liar. You're lying. God, you have to be saved for free by grace. You're lying, God. He said, I'll fall on your knees, according to the glory. You're lying, God. And that's when we don't believe God, that's how what we say to God. You're a liar. You're a liar. That's what unbelief said. It said, what you said is not true. You got atheists. They're atheists because what? They said this book, this is not true. They're calling God a liar. Now, I don't want to call you a liar. I don't want to be called a liar. But when you don't believe God, that's just what you are. Because you're saying what you're saying, God. If I don't have what God says I have, then it's my fault. It's my fault I don't have it. But because God is looking at us, He's looking for faith. And you don't want to call about it. I'm believing God for healing, okay? Then you come back, I ain't gonna go there. You believe in God for healing, and God said He'll heal all diseases, but you don't believe it. So we get faith in other things. Faith in people, faith in doctors, faith in the medicine, faith in this, faith in that. But God says, if you believe, I'm a healer, and you don't believe God, I'm gonna get this straight. I heard one minister say, if you don't believe God can heal you, you better go to the doctor because you're gonna be dead. but God gave the doctors knowledge to help us, because God Himself knew that we were gonna believe Him. He knew it, and it's hard for God to get people to believe it. It's something about believing something you don't see. It's something about it. You got to see something before you believe it. And you know what? Sometimes you can see things and still don't believe it. Look at the children of Israel. They seen 9 mighty signs and wonders God brought them out of Egypt. They seen the Red Sea open up just by Moses stripping them. They saw it. But what happened on the side? What happened when they created the world? What did they start doing?
Complain.
You brought us out here to kill us. We should have stayed in Egypt. I had all of this stuff. You didn't have to be lied. Now, if a guy brings you out open the Red Sea for you to walk through on dry land, don't you think you would have faith to believe He told you something else? So even sin sometimes don't make you believe, because you can rationalize anything away. You know, and the devil wants you to, he don't want you, faith is the enemy of the devil. He fights against our faith more than anything else. He fights against us believing God more than anything else. He don't want you to believe God. And He'll do everything He can to keep you free. That's why people don't get that. There is an association between not studying the Bible and unbelief. There's an association. Because if you don't study God's word, you're not going to have no faith. You're no threat to the devil if you don't have no faith. You're not a threat to the devil if you don't have no faith. So if I want grace, whatever I need from God, it comes through me by faith. Faith is the most important asset that we as believers in Christ have. It's the most important asset that we have. And I said earlier, without faith, the apostle pleased God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So if I need faith to get grace, then his common sense would tell me I need to study God's word so I can have more faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God, the Bible, Jesus Christ. Then it tells us we walk, what? Not by faith, but what? We're not walking by sight, but walk by faith. And faith is the definition of faith. The faith is a substance thing hoped for, evidence of things not seen. If you need a job, you don't know where the job's at. But you ask God in faith, believing. Now, my faith is based on what I'm asking. It's in God, that God's going to provide me what I need. Now, in between me getting a job, I need to have some faith. Regina, I hope she don't mind me, Regina told me she got a job this week. Praise the Lord. Now, she had asked God, I don't know when she asked God for the job. But now the job is manifested. So what she believing for has came to pass. Sometimes you ask God for something, it's immediate. Sometimes it's delayed, and sometimes it's no. But the thing about it, you got to ask God, and you got to believe him while you're waiting. That's when the devil comes up. God ain't hear your prayer. God ain't, you ain't get no, ain't no jobs out there. You get all this negative information from outside sources. But you got to maintain your faith. God, I'm believing for a job. It may not come when you want to, but it's going to come. We all hear that. It may not come when you want to, but it's all going to come on time. So Abraham, who is the father of faith, who we're children of Abraham by faith, he waited for 25 years, maybe longer than that, for a son. Now, he got a son, but it was son of the flesh. But he got him and Sarah had a child when he was 100 and she was 90. But he, the Bible says he staggered not at what God had said, the promise of God, but grew strong in faith. He waited. 25, he never gave up. He kept on believing. He made one mistake. He tried to leave this to his wife. He made one mistake. And they chose to have a kid other way, other than what God's meant. But God said, you're going to have a son from your own bowels. They're going to be from you and Sarah. And they believed God. Sarah first laughed at it, but later on she got faith. She believed. So if you look through the Bible, it's always the men of faith that God used. Somebody, God, all these people in the world, and he found Noah. 3 million people. Only found one man who could believe him. And the Bible says Noah found grace. And we know Abraham is the father of faith, so you got grace and faith right there, those two characters. But what I want you to know is receiving everything by grace through faith. Four times in the Bible it says what? The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Just means justified, means declared righteous. God looks at you like you've never sinned. You're innocent. God looks at you like you're innocent. You're justified by the blood of Jesus. You're justified. So now that I'm justified, I'm being sanctified, and when Christ comes back, we're going to be glorified. But justified means I've been made right with God, like I've never sinned. But that's by faith. Even justification comes by faith. Everything you get, I'm trying to show you, everything you receive comes by faith. Now, God will try to encourage your faith by giving you some things when you don't even believe. To help you believe, help you not to doubt the next time you go through the problem. If you've been through one test and God came through, Regina, if by chance this job don't work out, you need another job. Now you have one where you say, well, God got me this job, he'll give me another one. So your faith keeps rolling, but by him answering the first prayer, if you lose your job, God forbid, it helps you. Now you can pray for, you pray and ask God for a job, that's okay. Now what else you need? You say, well, God gave me a job over here. He can do something over here. And you start building. Then you have strong faith. But you got to ask for the build. What happens is we got so many tests of our faith, we forget when God, we get through one test, we forget about, the devil puts your mind, well, God didn't hear you this time. He heard you last, And so it's come down to faith. If everybody could have faith, this church would... I have faith this place is going to be filled up. I have faith we're going to have a drug and alcohol center over here. I have faith we're going to be able to house drug and alcohol offenders. If people get out of prison, we'll have a place for them to go when they get out of prison. Have a job for them. I'm believing like that. You got the prisons full of people. Young black men, full of black men, 70% black. Now, no, you know, so when they get out, they got two choices. One side, a family don't want them. And based on the crime, if it's a sexual thing, they don't want them in the neighborhood. They don't have to do what they can. Hell, prison to me would be like being in hell. You can't get out. The man in hell, he said, I'm tormenting this man. He's tormented, his mind was tormented. And guys in prison, they can't get out. They don't have freedom. And you know, and they got loved ones, family don't ride them, girlfriend or husband, they don't divorce them. So it's like being in hell. That, you know, so when they get out, they can't get a job. And the family don't help them, they don't have a place to stay. So that's the ministry in itself. Because God can change them right there in the prison. We don't give up on nobody. Nobody. God can change anybody. Ain't nothing God can't do. So this church, it's going to be full. It might be former rapists, might be alcoholics, whatever. It's going to be full. I pray it's going to be in my lifetime. It may not be in my lifetime, but I'm believing that. Because there's so many people in hell, so many people that don't know Jesus. But by faith, it's going to happen. But live by faith. And now that we're saved in Christ, we are to. Bible says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Life I now live in my existence humanly, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. James says this, let a man ask God in faith, not waver. He said, a double-minded man will not receive anything from God. One minute you're believing, next minute you ain't believing. He said, you like that, you never know, you know, like, I got a witness to that about that, you know, like, when it looks good, well, so-and-so works at the job, and she says she's going to give you a job. All right? Oh, great. I got an inside, you know, so yeah, that person's going to have to get a job, right? Then something happened. Well, she got fired. There goes your faith. You see, when it looks good, you believe. When it don't look good, you don't believe. And that's double-minded. Jesus said, don't think you're going to get anything from God if you're double-minded. Receive everything God got by grace through faith. I gave you the definition of faith. Faith is things hoped for, everything is not seen. Faith is evidence of things not seen. So, how you gonna believe something you can't see, somebody? How do you believe things you cannot see, somebody? Amen. It's very simple. So faith is substance. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Here lies the problem when it comes to believing God. We've all been trained all our lives to live by five senses: hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling, blah, 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 the five senses. We as believers in Christ want to receive what God has for us. We must believe that it has faith in him and Jesus without seeing. You remember Thomas told the disciples, remember Jesus showed up and he said, I won't believe unless I see the hand, the nail print his hand, thrust my finger into his side, I won't believe. And Jesus told him in 20:29, he said that this applies to us. He says, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me yet believe. Have you seen Christ? Nope. I ain't either. But I believe he exists. I believe he died on a cross. I believe he was buried. I believe he rose on the third day. By faith, I believe that. What's the evidence? His word. The only evidence I have is his word. What proof is that what proof do we have that Christ died and buried and rose on 34 on our behalf? What proof do we have? What evidence do we have? Just God's word. His word. God's word, the Bible, his word. So God says something, our job is simply to take God at his word. It's that simple. We take God at his word. You're here to say, you're saved because you took God at his word. You didn't see Christ down on the cross. You didn't see him, but you didn't see none of that. But you believe it by faith because God said it in his word. He said it, I believe it. Receiving everything by grace through faith. Start taking God at his word. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, if you come to God, he must first believe that he is. When you come to God, you first got to believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that what? diligently seek him. God is a reward to them that diligently seek him. Seek him in his word, the Bible, his word, the written and the living. His word is what? A light unto our feet, a guide to our pathway. Jesus said the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will lead you to all truth. We must learn to take God at his word. Without any reservation, God is looking for a people who will just take him at his word. His word is what? Alive and powerful. Hebrews said, for the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even dividing the center of the soul and spirit. God, you got a spirit, you got a soul, and God able to penetrate, divide the spirit and the soul. He's a discerner of your thoughts. God knows what you're thinking before you even thought of it, before you even think about it. He discerns. He knows what you, his intent of your heart. He knows the reason why you do things. He knows what's in man. Bible says, meditate on the word of God, Joshua 1:8. It said we must believe. If we want to receive of God's grace, we must believe his word. Well, Psalm 107:20 said that he sent his word, Jesus Christ, well, and healed them, he said, and delivered them from their destruction. The Bible says, 107:20 says, this again, it said, he sent his what? His word. Who did God send? Somebody. Who did God send?
Jesus.
All right, he's the word, amen. What did Jesus do? He said he healed them and delivered them from what? Their destruction. We was all headed to hell, but God sent his word. Jeremiah 1:12 said this, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast seen, hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. God said he will send his word to perform it. Ezekiel 12:25 said this, for I am the Lord, that's Jesus, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak, what? It shall come to pass. It shall be no longer prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and we perform it, saith the Lord. So wherever God says, you got to believe it by faith. No evidence for nothing else. God said that the centurion, one of the Gentiles, only two Gentiles I know, was used in the New Testament. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:8. Gentiles, not Jews. I told y'all that it's from Genesis. From Exodus 12 all up to Acts 3, it's all law. No Gentiles had the word of God. No Gentiles. But the centurion, he was a Gentile. And Matthew 8:8 says this. This is a Gentile who don't have the word of God. An unbeliever, an infidel, the Jews called us. Dogs. Anybody that wasn't a Jew, they call them dogs. They would have no dealings with Gentiles. But here's a Gentile talking to Jesus and said, Lord, I am not worthy, hallelujah, and thou should come to my roof. I ain't worthy, you ain't worthy. And the centurion, no Bible, no concordance, no CD, no video, he tells Jesus, speak the word only. Look at this comment, and my servant shall be healed. He interceded for his servant. And he don't even know all about, he know what Jesus did. That's all he knew. And he had enough faith to tell Jesus, speak the word only, and my servant shall be. He's speaking faith. You need to speak to your situation. Speak your job and situation. Say your word only, Lord. And the God is constantly saying something in his word. He's constantly saying, be thou healed. If you got faith for the money, speak to the mountain, say to the mountain, be thou removed, be cast, in the water. We have such a privilege, to just have faith. Faith, faith, faith. Faith, faith, faith. When you go to bed, faith, faith, faith. Hallelujah. We only get a hold of faith. Faith in Jesus, the Word of God. He is the Word. He is the Word of God manifested. I will look to the hill from which cometh what? My help. What hill was he talking about? He was talking about Jerusalem, Zion. When they were coming to the city of Jerusalem, when they seen the hill, they started getting faith. But there's another hill. It's called Calvary. Nearly 2,000 years ago, a man named Jesus Christ, a Jew, born of Mary. And simply by faith in what he did nearly 2,000 years ago, that saved me and you. We wasn't dead, but we believe it by faith. And when you look back through the time and you look to the cross, and you understand that Jesus died there for you, that he was buried, rose on the third day. How did you? He said, simply believe it. They ain't got to do nothing. Simply believe what the word say, and you are saved. Saved through life divine, saved by grace. Just by looking to the hills. And your help came 2,000 years ago. Everything, God said, I supply all your needs, not your wants. All your needs according to my riches in glory. All my riches in heaven, I'll supply all your needs. But all you need to receive what God has for you is faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith in Christ. Faith in his word. And God will give you what you stand in need of. And while you're waiting for your answer to your prayer, you need to start giving God glory. I know he's going to do it. I know he's going to give us. I know he's going to do it. At thy word, Lord, we will believe. At thy word, we shall receive. At thy word, everything was created by Jesus. Jesus said, the word of God says, in the beginning. You got to understand that Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the word. He's the word and he's God. So when I say faith in God, or faith in, it's the same thing. Same person. His word is the word he speaks. Just like God said in the beginning, and the Spirit of the Lord moved. It's his word. And faith in his word will get us everything we need. It's simple. It's so simple, but we don't believe it because we're human. We got to see something. Tell your neighbor, sin ain't seeing something unless they make you believe it. You know, I use myself. Some people just thought, you know, you've been serving the Lord, and some people still don't believe that you're serving the Lord. They still don't believe you're saved. They don't see you doing the thing you used to do. They still don't believe it. Ain't no way. Not him, not her. What? No way. They don't believe it. So even when they see something, it don't necessarily mean they're going to believe it. And we can't go by what we see. We got to go by what we believe. That's what God goes by. He says, is there going to be any faith on earth when I come? And the devil got so many substitutes for faith. He got so many substitutes for faith. He always got substitutes. But don't go to Jesus himself. Don't run to the pastor for faith. Don't put all your faith in one person. Put your faith only in Jesus Christ. That's my message. Put your faith only in Jesus Christ. You can believe a man so long, so far, but when it's ultimately your faith must be in Christ. Who he is and what he did. Everything you need is by what? Faith. Opposite of faith means it's belief. You believe in something. Unbelief means you don't believe it. And God has given us 66 books. And he gives the Holy Spirit. And the way we activate the Holy Spirit, activate grace, is simply by believing. Well, thus saith the Lord. All in the Old Testament. The word of the Lord came into me. All the prophets. The word of the Lord came into me. Who do you think that word was? It was Jesus. Before he came in human form. He is the word. And the way you get what you need from God is by faith. It's not by sending your money to TV preachers saying he promised you all that. It's not by none of that. It's by reading and understanding God's word. Simply belief in this book. I guarantee you, read this book, you will never need another book. But everything you need in life, to how to live life, is in this book. If we read this book like we read every other book, we'll be all right. And when we get our treatment center, our foundation is going to be this book. It won't be by Washington Nee, it won't be by so-and-so, Warren Wisdom, it won't be none of these big writers, and all the Andrew Murray and all of them, it won't be by them, it'll be by this book. This book contains everything you need for living. Tanya said, Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. God made you, he created you, and here's the manual. We got a manual for that little heater right there. Ain't putting out much heat, but we got a manual for it. You a man and a woman. Here's your manual. Read about yourself. Look what God has done to all the other people. Look what he's done for you. This is the only book you need. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Amen. Good to see you sitting back there. If you need prayer, won't you come?
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for the message today. Praise the Lord. It was a good preacher. That's a good preacher. Hope y'all got fed this morning. It was a good word. Receiving everything by grace.
How many believe he's holy?
If you need prayer this morning,
holy, get in prayer.
You may come. You need salvation this morning, you may come.